If I bend my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
And the Get Down, Stay Down, the title track, We the Common. And for those that know this wonderful artist, you know that this particular song is dedicated to California Coalition Against Women, California Coalition for Women Prisoners. And last night, Friday, February 14, 2014, she invited members of California Coalition for Women Prisoners to her concert and actually made a donation from some of her sales for T-shirts to the organization. But this particular song is dedicated to Valerie Bolden, who is a woman that Tayo visited as one of the visiting teams. And Valerie Bolden has been incarcerated for 17 years. She is serving life without the chance of parole or LWOP as a direct result of domestic violence. I remember when I first met Tayo, it was at Chowchilla March for Freedom, and it was up a couple of years ago. It was January. It was kind of cold, and people came in from all over the state and maybe other places in the country to march for freedom for the women, and they had the women on lockdown, so they weren't able to come out into the yard. But we made a lot of noise so they would know that we were out there and that we were standing for them. And I wanted to let everyone know about a program that Justice Now and California Coalition for Women Prisoners is hosting on Sunday, February 23rd, 3 to 5 p.m. in Oakland, California. It's entitled, Is Orange the New Black? A Conversation About California Women's Prisons with Piper Kerman, the author and activist of Orange is the New Black, Misty Rojo, Justice Now, and a member also of CCWP, Teresa Martinez, a member of Justice Now, Samantha Rogers, a member of Justice Now, one of the staff persons, and Jeanette Johnson, a transgender variant intersex justice project member. And the panel is going to be moderated by Chanel Matthews of ACLU of Northern California. And again, this event is Sunday, February 23rd from 3 to 5 at the Humanist Hall, which is located at 390 27th Street in Oakland between Telegraph and Broadway. And there is going to be free child care available, provided by the Bay Area Child Care Collective. And you need to email Piper Event CA for California 2014@gmail.com or call 415-255-7036 extension 4 to confirm a space for the child care. And tickets are available online or at the door. There's a sliding scale from $20 to $100. And tickets are also available. So this is going to be a real important conversation. Is orange the new black? There are a lot of women who are incarcerated. Most of the women who are incarcerated for nonviolent offenses. And then the ones that are incarcerated for violent offenses, most often those are those involved domestic violence. And just like Valerie Bolden, whom Atayo and the Get Down, Stay Down sing about in this particular piece, We the Common. And we want to thank her for her activism and her continued support. And if you're interested in women, incarcerated women, you're interested in volunteering, the website for California Coalition for Women Prisons is womenprisoners.org. And I'm going to have on the show on Wednesday morning, 7 o'clock, we're going to have two of the persons on the panel and one of the organizers of the panel. We're going to have Misty Rojo, Justice Now and CCWP, and Samantha Rogers of CCWP. She's one of our staff persons, talking about California women prisoners as well as sort of some of the what's going on presently. People might not be aware of the forced sterilization of many women in California prisons, as well as the realignment and the closure of Valley State Prison. When we did our protests for freedom, Valley State Prison was still a women's prison. Now it is a men's prison. So I just want to let you know that. I'm going to play another one of Tayo and the Get Down, Stay Down pieces. And the one I'm going to play is it's called Kindness Be Conceived. And I'm going to close with the show with another piece. And it's called Human Heart because, you know, we're sort of like looking at, you know, heart-related issues this particular weekend because of Valentine's Day. But today, you know, this today and every day, we should think about the continued violence against women here in the San Francisco Bay Area, here in California, here in the United States and worldwide and stop that, particularly in Oakland. We have a huge incident of trafficking of children, girls specifically. And there's a program today at the East Oakland Youth Development Center entitled Love Doesn't Hurt. And that's from, gosh, is that 3 o'clock? I'll get back to you on the time on that one. Actually, the organizers of that particular program were on my radio show yesterday, and it was a really wonderful show. Louisa Tease, Mary Owen, they hosted and organized the 1 Billion Rising last night, and I hear that was a huge success. But Cheryl Chambers, Vanessa Scott, Regina Jackson, who is going to be who is the executive director of East Oakland Youth Development Center that's hosting the event. Regina Evans was on the show, and she's going to be performing her piece, 52 Letters. It's about child trafficking. That program is today, as I mentioned, and Love Doesn't Hurt. And it starts at 3 p.m. this afternoon, 3 to 6, 3 to 5, and then there's a reception afterwards. And the East Oakland Youth Development Center is located at 8200 International Boulevard. today I have a really wonderful interview with Tanya Santiago. The debut of her first feature-length, concert of wonderful pieces, choreographed pieces that reflect her her cultural background in Afro-Brazilian dance is it continues this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. Tonight at ODC in San Francisco, the show starts at 8, and then tomorrow at ODC in San Francisco, the show starts at 7. So for those who missed it Friday night, because Friday was hecka busy, you can catch it. And so Tanya Santiago was born and raised in Salvador, Bahia. She grew up in the heart of African Brazil. In Brazil, she has taught, danced, and choreographed for many well-known companies, including Olodum, an arts group famous for its carnival parade performances and credited with developing a musical style known as samba reggae. Also, in Salvador, Palarinho specifically, Olodum has a school. And Olodum is really well known because Michael Jackson was in Salvador, and Olodum performed with them. And so there's a picture, there's a big, like a cutout of Michael Jackson when you walk down one of the many beautiful cobbled streets. And people talk about when Michael Jackson came to Salvador and performed with this renowned drumming group. While Tanya's specialties are folkloric and contemporary Afro-Brazilian dance, she is also conversant in jazz, ballet, West African, Afro-Cuban, and modern dance forms. We actually have seen excerpts of this evening-length work that Sonia has created for her company, Aguas, formerly known as Aguas da Bahia, agua meaning water, and she is a child of Iemanjá, the mother goddess of the waters. She performed excerpts in Cuba Caribe as well as Black Choreographers Festival Here and Now. So you might have, you know, when you go, you recognize just pieces. However, you know, again, this is a full-length evening work, so I'm really excited about seeing it tonight or tomorrow. I'm not exactly certain yet which evening I'm going to go, because I might try to get over to the 57th Street Gallery and see the Larry Douglas Jorge Pinata ensemble tonight, because they're going to be doing some Afro Latin jazz, so that should be really nice, you know, sort of reworking some more standards in an Afro Latin kind of groove. So that should be pretty fantastic. And this weekend is also at the Gregory's Jeffrey's Inner Circle. Friends and family are going to be honoring the memories of Yusuf Al-Wajid, wonderful brother who was a great sculptor, and Samuel Fredericks, who, oh my goodness, he was premier gallery owner and showcaser of African American art. Just wonderful. Samuel's gallery is it's just famous for showcasing Black art and having the artist come and talk. And he made his transition recently as well. So both of them are being remembered this weekend in Oakland. So that's also Sunday, I believe. Yeah, actually it is Sunday. So there's too much happening. But back to Tanya. Tanya performs at her own company, Aguas. She's received lots of grants, and currently she teaches at ODC School and Rhythm and Motion Dance Program. And she's been teaching at both these places since 2005, and she's highly sought after, and her classes are full and packed. She's performed with lots of other companies here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she teaches a Bahian Carnival class performance workshop, and the workshop culminates in the annual Carnival Parade in May. So if you want to join that class, you can perform in May. There's still time. And then she also teaches dance intensives in Salvador, Bahia, as a part of her cross-cultural work. And her classes, Brazilian cultural trips, carnival workshops, and company performances are all extensions of her desire to connect to her native and adopted communities. So the piece that she's performing this weekend, entitled Movendo com Capoeira, as I mentioned, is her first full-length performance that is a culmination of several years of creative development. And so real excited to see that this weekend, and I'm really happy for her. And for people who want to get tickets, you can get tickets at the door, or you can get them online. If you get them online, it's a little less expensive. It's $23, and if you get them at the door, it's $27. And odcdance.org is where you can find out all about the performance. And I think we give you the address in the interview. But anyways, ODC Dance, and ODC is located in San Francisco, not in the Mission. I guess it would still be called the Mission, like 17th and Shotwell. And it's, there's parking, and there's a parking lot right across the street. So parking is not an issue. And if you take BART, I think there's a bus that could bring you real close to the theater. So without further ado, I'm going to play another piece from Tayo. I'm going to play Kindness Can Be, Kindness Be Conceived, and then we're going to go right into the interview with Tanya. Get Down, Stay Down, Kindness Be Conceived, from We the Common. And I wanted to give people the address for Valerie Bolden, just in case you want to write her. She likes letters. People who are incarcerated a lot of times are cut off from their families after you've been incarcerated for so long. Many times the interest wanes, even among one's own loved ones, if one has any loved ones, that is. A lot of times women are the ones that are, you know, doing the caretaking, so they don't actually have anyone to take care of them, you know, when they are the ones that need help. So I wanted to give you Valerie Bolden's information, and don't have all of the zip code for some reason. I didn't copy it all, unfortunately. Sorry. But here's Valerie Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N, W-72963, E-M-B-517-L, L stands for lower, California Institute for Women. She's at CIW, P.O. Box 8100, Corona, California. So I don't have the zip, but you could just put her name in, and the title and the Get Down, Stay Down will pop up, and you can get the zip code, or you can just look at your nearby post office. But those are the main details, and maybe I'll pop in and give you the rest of it a little later. But I want to play this Tanya Santiago interview, because I know you've just been waiting and waiting. It's like, when is she going to play it? The sound quality is up and down, because she was outside, and then she was at a cafe, because I caught her as she was coming out of a dance class of her good friend and brother, Ramon Elayo Ramos, wonderful, wonderful brother. He's also part of the Black Choreographers Festival here and now. And don't forget, our sister, Nora. Nora is in town, and she is at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts Forum performing this wonderful piece, Miriam, and I didn't get a chance to catch her talk last night. Hopefully you were able to. But Nora Chipaumiri, the writer and choreographer and performer, has one more performance tonight, 8 o'clock. There's no intermission. They're not letting you in late. And it is simply fantastic and so beautiful, so you don't want to miss that. If you are in the San Francisco Bay Area, you are lucky, so you should check it out. So here's Tanya Santiago, director of Aguas, and we recorded this interview yesterday, opening day of the opening night of her piece that is her first full-length work, and it is entitled Movendo con Capoeira. So here is Tanya. Really, I'm really happy you can fit me in your schedule on the debut of your first full-length performance piece. I didn't even realize that you hadn't. This was like the first full-length piece. I've seen the piece in its various incarnations with, you know, Cuba Caribe and Black Choreographers Festival. And I just assumed that I had just missed the full-length. But this is it, huh?
Yeah. So I'm doing the same choreography, because when I did before was like a process.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a process for my life too.
Mm-hmm.
Because this piece is because I had a hard time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago in there, I went back to capoeira.
Oh.
And was like a relief for me. And I start to say, oh my gosh, I have to do something to say thank you. You also to help me to be more relieved, like more happy, because it's what I transformed my life again, you know. So besides the dance, I put a capoeira.
Mm-hmm.
It's like together was the thing that relieved my pain.
Wow. Yeah, and another reason why I really wanted to talk to you, to congratulate you on this piece, Movendo com Cabrera, but also because I was in your hometown in January. I was in Salvador,
wow.
Bahia, and I just loved it, and I'm going back this summer to do some more work. Yeah, I got a chance to meet the women who are members of the Sisterhood of the Good Death, and
what is their name?
The Sisterhood of the Good Death. You know, the women who
Boa Morte, the Boa Morte.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So you went to Cachoeira?
Yeah, I went to Cachoeira. Yeah. And,
In my family town.
No, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, my I have a lot of families over there.
Wow.
My family's candomblé house is there too, but it's up the hill, you know, like it's in Cachoeira. Yeah,
because I got a chance to meet with three of the sisters, and I met the elder sister who was like 110, and, you know, she just passed.
Yeah.
And she, her daughter has a candomblé house. I saw a little white flag on there.
Yeah.
Her house is Yemenjá.
My senhora, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
My mom. Yeah, my dad's my mom, too.
For real?
Yeah, for real. I made it before my dad. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yeah, and then I got a chance to go to the forest to one of the new quilombos to stay with Maestre Cobra Mansa in Valença.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we were there a couple of days, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So now you're no capoeira, you saw.
Well, you know, while I was there, there was the big international conference in Pelourinho, which is where I was staying before that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so talk to us about capoeira, because, you know, I had known the connection between capoeira and the resistance movement, you know, and the quilombos and all that, and I didn't even realize that capoeira had been outlawed.
Yeah, capoeira is my uncle was he passed away a long time ago, like 20 years ago, but he was doing Angola, capoeira Angola, and his mestre was Pastinha, no?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in the capoeira. Now I'm doing capoeira as a release, but my life is in dance, Afro-Brazilian dance, but capoeira for me is very important because it's a self-defense, you know, was in the slavery time.
Mm-hmm.
So capoeira starts in Brazil, named capoeira, but you know it's from Africa, you know? So
right.
It's from Africa, so it's a self-defense that is slavery time that people, that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The slavery tried to defend, escape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have any tools to kill nobody. That it was the movement brought from Africa, that is capoeira, they jump, they kick, and now they put it as a technique, you know, but it's really African self-defense, you know, and for me it's a self-defense in life here, too, because it was so hard to be in another country, another language, and to try to show and who you are, you know. So, you know, black people, I was able to show and prove that you who you are, you know, where you came from, like if you are strong, you're not weak. But you have always to show that. Here in the world, you know, so it's not only here, but in the world, black people always have to show something. And we are beautiful, you know, so we have so much, we are so rich. And so, what do you want to know more? Sorry, I'm getting... I'm in trouble. I don't know if I answered your question.
Oh, you did. Definitely, definitely. And I got a chance to see Olodum, and you know that company, and also got a chance to visit with, go to Eli Ye and meet yeah. with the president, Antonio
my
Carlos Dos. Get out of here. For real? Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Liberdade is my neighborhood. Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, you know, I'm that thing, you know, mm-hmm. I was watching here, I miss a lot of stuff from Brazil, from the culture, because here, over there, it's more natural,
mm-hmm.
so, and here, I'm looking for culture from here to share with my culture, and I know hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
They have a hip hop in here, but it's I don't know. I feel that I don't see a lot of black culture in here. Yeah, I see a lot of people who do resistance,
mm-hmm.
resistance, but really strong. But I don't see African from African
mm-hmm.
religion here like we have in Brazil. So what I feel I miss it here. I have to go back to
mm-hmm.
like. To fool myself
mm-hmm.
and come back here to cheat, like eat more what I have in my country as an African Brazilian
mm-hmm.
and Afro Brazilian person coming here and share with another people what I have, but I don't feel that I can I don't feel here the black. I feel black from American, but I don't feel black, something from Africa. I know
mm-hmm.
that we have in here a lot,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but I don't see it. I feel always like after 1 year here,
mm-hmm.
I feel empty.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to Brazil to recharge.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
things like that. So
mm-hmm.
and then watch the Beleza Beleza Negra.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was in the YouTube watch, I cried because it's what I am. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanna see this here. Yeah, I don't feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why I'm doing my. Like I bring capoeira as a dancer. I was putting singing in my. I know sometimes they don't understand what I said
mm-hmm.
because it's in Portuguese, but they feel the feeling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The feeling, the passion that
mm-hmm.
we have. We don't have money, especially the black people. We don't have money, but we have this strong thing. It's like a culture, family, and what it was. You know what I mean? So it's
mm-hmm.
It's what I'm trying to do here in San Francisco. I really hope to have like one day to have more black people with me
mm-hmm.
and enjoy my class. You do something like together, like open something here. The black culture from here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. I know that they have from New Orleans, from the South, the food. The I know that, but. I don't feel, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel.
Right.
I feel for some people, but I don't. So it's why I'm doing that, to talk to them that we have. It's not only mine, it's yours too, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's yours too. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just, I was thinking when I, you know, Loco went to Salvador
with me.
Yeah, with you last summer, and I came to their to the movie and to the program, and
oh,
yeah, I was there, and then I actually was like the day of your program. I left to go to Salvador the next day.
Oh,
yeah, really? and so that's why I really wanted to talk to you. Another, it's like third reason why I really want to talk to you, like because I just
mm-hmm.
love that piece that you choreographed for them. It was
mm-hmm.
so beautiful. It was really beautiful. Yeah.
To bring the local blog to Brazil was really a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always want to work with teenagers, especially of color.
Yes.
And bring them to Brazil to experience another people, to work with another kids over
mm-hmm.
there, you know. And then what the beautiful things from Loco Bloco is they do Brazilian thing here, but I said to them, I don't want to let you do Brazilian thing there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you do what you have from here to them. I want to let you give to them what you guys have in here, your culture. So what they did, they create a show, and their piece they did in Brazil. So they, Leaie,
mm-hmm.
gave it to them, the workshop. Leaie present for them
mm-hmm.
what they have in Brazil. And then they show Leaie what they have from here, that is the hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
the you know, the dance, oh my gosh, the... I forgot the hip hop. They did the hip hop. They did the dance that I forgot. It was so beautiful. Then they
mm-hmm.
did the rhythm from here. You know what I mean? The, mm-hmm. the instrument.
Yes.
So it was really, really powerful. I say, see, you guys are beautiful. You know. So, and then we went to the Candomblé in Santa Amaro.
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Amaro, they did, because the non-profit organization there, I worked with them too.
Mm-hmm.
They showed the Samba de Roda. They showed the,
mm-hmm.
they did a beautiful party for her at the terreiro in Santa Amaro. It was so beautiful. And they showed the caboclo, you know, the caboclo dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was beautiful. But the food, they brought the food for them.
Nice.
You know, the acarajé, the you know, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So to work with Loco Bloco was really good. Then when they came here, they created that show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They created that show, and then I choreographed that part for them. But
right.
It was really, really special, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really beautiful. And then the whole thing, you know, the names of your company, you know, that, you know, and also the companies you've been associated with, you know, that the term water, you know, water is always like really close, like either it's in the title or of your company, you know, Aguas da Bahia, and now mm-hmm. Aguas just water.
It's Aguas because I'm a daughter of human.
Yeah, mom, yeah, so yeah, right.
I was looking for a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh my gosh! Then I was in the shower. And then came here. The name that is water.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the water.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. And then you know that you chose to, you know, to relocate in the San Francisco Bay, and I see, you know, when I was there, you know, in the presentation from Loco Bloco, they talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, Bahia, the Bay, Salvador Bahia,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, San Francis da Bahia, San Francisco.
Bay to Bay.
Right, Bay to Bay. I mean, totally, because
yeah.
the landscape is so similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, them song that they did, the music and video,
yes.
they start in Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Joaquim.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the car, so we went to this studio to meet this person, this singer from Araqueto. Do you know Araqueto from Brazil? From has like Araqueto is like Olodum Ileaie. Is another. It's in the outside Salvador. No, it's in Salvador, but it's in the suburbio. In Salvador,
okay. mm-hmm.
yeah, by the beach, so they have the same thing that Leaie had, like
mm.
the queen. So we went to meet. I went to introduce them to the singer. And then in the car, he started to sing. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh man, I start to see things. And I start to. I think I'm gonna write a song. So I have this part." You know,
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, but he didn't know that he's going to grow, but he's grown the song and they did the music video. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you right now? Are you in a bar station?
No, I'm at this cafe, but I can go out.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, because they were doing some kind of blend. Yeah, because all of a sudden I couldn't hear you really well. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. I just want to make sure that you're clear. Wow. So let's talk a little bit about you know, this piece that you pulled together. You know, we talked about, you talked about how, you know, you put capoeira in it. I remember one of the pieces, it was just so beautiful the way you took, you know, the martial art form and you made it into, like, just this beautiful lyrical ballet. It was just so beautiful, and the costumes are so awesome. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, it was just so beautiful.
As a vision for capoeira, I don't want to, yeah, because it's dance,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to make the costume, like looks like a dance, so it also
mm-hmm.
looks like a capoeira, so to
mm-hmm.
the color white is to represent the capoeira uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really like singing and acting in my piece because we born in Brazil, we born actors, because so we have to know how to act, and it's very important to be singing. The singing means a lot for us, so all the music in Brazil, Afro music, is about the neighborhood, is about the orisha, is about our life, is about how you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I put everything together, you know? So they have to sing. It's America, but they sing in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
If they understand what it means, because I explain to them, it is they feel, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They feel. And yeah, so the movement, it's like Afro with contemporary, you know. I try to put some more on some turns, you know, be
mm-hmm.
all the time, every time in a line, or we are in line all the time, but we all do different levels, go to the floor, jump,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
singing,
yeah.
scream.
Mm-hmm.
it's a celebration, it's a martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Self-defense, what else is a celebration? Say thank you to God, thank you to the community, thank you to the orishas in special, you know? So,
yeah.
Yes, it's what it's about,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes,
it's about
yeah.
to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also, you know, in earlier versions of that particular part, you've had, you know, live drumming, and you've actually had capoeiristas that were a part of the dance. Do you have the similar part in this full length work?
Yeah, I have a two capoeiristas in this piece that is from Abadá Capoeira at my school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's also, I thank you for my maestra Mafia too, because was there that she's opened her arm and then come to your house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, they come to your house to get, so I still say thanks to her too. So it's the technique is from Abadá Capoeira,
mm-hmm.
you know, here in San Francisco. And yeah, so I have some two capoeiristas. One is not from Abadá. One is my student. So
mm-hmm.
she was Feliz, her name,
mm-hmm.
Gomez. So she used to take a lot of classes. And then she stopped, so she's doing more dance, but she still have capoeira in her blood. And she's Latina. And the other one is also Latino. His nickname is Papagaio. His name is Elias Dagon.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Abadá Capoeira, my school. So,
okay.
uh-huh. yeah, so they are really beautiful,
mm-hmm.
you know? So.
Yeah, nice. And so what else do you have in your evening length work besides this piece right here? What else have you?
I have another piece that is it's called, it's a reggae piece. It's like a tribute for Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of things from Bob Marley here. And then I said people like reggae, but as dancing, like performance, I never saw. Yeah, you will love Bob Marley in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he's, you know, tribute for life. You know what I mean? Like for the black.
Mm-hmm.
The black, forgot. But yeah, so it's a tribute for Bob Marley. Also, how to do reggae in Brazil, the way that you would do reggae in Brazil.
Uh-huh. So it's different
because it's
mm-hmm.
I wanna create this. It's in healing process, this piece, but yeah, it's the idea.
Uh
Uh-huh. It's like a tribute to Bobby Marr. Yeah. It's uh-huh. really happy. It's like we really enjoy. It's a, and else it's a protest too, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. really enjoy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It sounds really great. Wow, it sounds like it's going to just be simply fabulous. So how many dancers do you have in your company altogether?
I have now, I have 10.
Okay.
10 dancers, yeah.
Yeah.
No, 9. One, he got sick, he cannot perform, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He got sick, he has 9, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have your musicians and your singers.
I have 3 musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 dancers.
I
have today. I'm gonna have a guest with me. He's Ramon.
Oh,
he's gonna dance with me.
Oh,
Ramon nice. Alive from Cuba.
Yeah.
He has a pleasure. He's my brother. Like he just born in another country, but he's my brother.
Oh yeah.
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 So we have this little part that I put inside the capoeira because capoeira combined mm-hmm. with somebody holding my conlele, so has a little bit
mm-hmm.
both, uh-huh. you know. So
yeah.
Yeah. So Iramo is in this piece.
Oh, that's great. So are you dancing too?
Yeah, I maybe dance a little bit. Yeah, I sing.
You sing, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's going to really be fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you know, on
so
the full-length work, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm going to try to come out either Saturday or Sunday, but I'm definitely going to come this weekend because I want to see the work.
Come.
Oh,
please
yeah,
come.
Certainly will. And thank you so much for the conversation.
You,
yeah, it's
thank
been great.
Thank you so much. I hope that I explained to you everything.
Oh, yeah, it was excellent. And I was wondering, you know, you mentioned you have a school, and I was wondering where is your school and how do people find out more information about your school and your company?
My school? No, I don't have a school, but I work at ODC.
Oh, you do? Oh, so you're...
Yeah, I work at ODC as my job for 10 years. I teach on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday, Thursday is from 8:15
uh-huh.
to 9:45.
Okay.
Tuesday, Thursday. And Saturday is at 10 o'clock.
Oh, so people can come and take dance classes
with you. People can come and get dance class with me, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Oh, I'm going to have to be one of those people.
Please, participate in the community. We have a beautiful community
mm-hmm.
that is in my class at ODC. It's a beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
I also do carnaval. I'm going to go to Brazil in next week on Sunday.
Oh, you are?
For carnaval.
Oh,
yeah, and then I'm gonna do carnival when I come back in May.
Mm-hmm.
May, so
yeah, so
come to class.
Yeah, I can't go this year, but maybe when I finish school. But where, like, do you take your company to do carnival in Brazil?
I'm gonna bring a group to Brazil. Anyone can share. We're gonna be dance with Malé de Malé, that I'm director for the ALA dance. I'm gonna participate in the capoeira group in Brazil the first day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna participate with Muzenza Carlinhos Brau too.
Mm-hmm.
So from Timbalada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they're gonna do a lot of things. Then we're gonna on the 20th, carnival starts on the 27th, but we're gonna have 2 classes
mm-hmm.
before the carnival and then on the 26th in the afternoon, we have this huge lavaging that everyone gonna be, the girls, gonna be in white, like in Baiana.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're gonna enjoy that. And then the 27th, the first day for carnival, so you'll be there with the capoeira group.
Oh,
that's
nice.
With them.
Nice. And that's gonna be in Salvador?
We're gonna be in Salvador, yeah. Carnaval in Salvador is 5 days, so here is all 1 day, 1 hour.
Right.
So they're going to be like, oh, my God, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How fun. Oh, I definitely have to go with you 1 year. That sounds really
fantastic. I'm going
to
go in August again with another group, but it's more for cultural, you know, the cultural extent in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dance, 2 weeks, the dance, they know about the history, about the African. Brazil, Afro-Brazilian
uh-huh.
in Brazil. It'll be in August.
Oh, it's in August. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So in August you'll be back. So in August you'll be back in Brazil, in Salvador? For the
yeah,
for
you'll
the...
be back again. Yeah.
Oh, because I'll be there in August. What date in August? Like what?
I don't have the date yet, but I know that I mean go after the World Cup. You'll be like after six.
Okay,
after six for 2 weeks. Yeah, I have to come back fast to teach that Brazil camp.
Oh, you are a busy woman.
I'm trying to.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is so awesome. Wow, this sounds great, Tanya. This is really wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing you this weekend, and congratulations again. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for you too, Wanda. I hope to see you at the show.
Oh, you will. You will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Tanya Santiago talking about her the debut of her first full-length Movendo Com Capoeira and production of her company, Aguas Dance Company. And just found out that tonight, Saturday, February 15th, 8 o'clock, it's sold out. So that's great for her. So for those who want to see the show, I will be there on Sunday, obviously. 7 o'clock on Sunday at ODC Dance Theater is our last opportunity to catch the world premiere. So definitely you don't want to miss out. So I would suggest going to the website, odcdance.org. And the box office there is area code 415-863-9834. And online you can get the tickets for $23. And at the door, goes up a little bit. The tickets are $27, so you might want to get the tickets online. Just make sure that you have a ticket. And I wanted to let you know that the information for Valerie Bowden, whom would love to hear from you, the inspiration for We the Common, Thayo and the Get Down, Stay Down title track on her second album, and she's working on the third now, Valerie Bowden's address is, and her prison number is W72963EMB517L, California Institute for Women, P.O. Box 8100, Corona, California, 92878. So that's the last part of that. So I'm going to play a little bit more music. Going to play another one from We the Common, and I'm going to play the piece I mentioned, Human Heart, and I might play another one. And then I'm going to close out with some music from Larry Douglas, Altet Dedications. I'm going to play a couple of pieces, and I'll introduce those when we get there. And I think I'll play something from Wolf Hawk Jaguar, because just for Tanya, because he does... His music is about the Orishas, the African gods and goddesses. So here is Human Heart from Get Down, Stay Down. The Get Down, Stay Down. We the Common.
I can see your ribs when you sing. Eat and won't you be hungry?
Even mom.
Human Heart, Tayo, and the Get Down, Stay Down from We the Common. Human Heart, fold over me. Long live the end of a life of relief. I could start and change. Let not the hot blood boil in vain. All my insides do beg and push me try. Bear some memory in my natural mind. Oh, I got to get devoted. Oh, I have known, I have never known it. Yeah, this is beautiful writing in We the Common. Certainly encourage folks to get the CD. No, I'm not being paid. So now I'm going to play another song, and I just remembered I've got two screens open. From Gina Breedlove, I'm going to play The Sea for Tanya.
Rivers turns over, rises and falls with the waves. It overcomes you, it becomes you, you surrender to.
that was Larry Douglas from his Altet presentation of the CD entitled Dedications. And Dedications is dedicated. Sounds kind of redundant, huh? Dedicated. It's his debut album as a leader, and is dedicated to the memory of his son and two of the boy's aunts, hence the title of the CD, and his first and last tracks. And we played, I believe, yesterday on the show, we played Dedications, the theme, and we also, actually, did we play Dedications, the theme? I think so. or maybe not. No, yeah, we did. And we played Traces. But today we're playing, we just played the piece, because I thought it was, I was reading in the liner notes about Illusions, which was the piece we just finished playing. And Illusions is a composition that Larry says that he, that was haunting him. It was in his heart, and since his son died in 1973 when he was still enrolled at Florida A&M University. So this particular piece, he features Ronald Wilson on sax, Eric Vaughn on piano, and James Lewis on bass track. Really, really beautiful. And we're going to play the Dedications remix, which is that the one I'm going to play? Yeah. We're going to play the Dedications, the variation. It's not remixes, the variation. And I was thinking about playing Jammin' at the Borough, but we're kind of running out of time here. And I did want to play Ishu Exit for another one for Tanya. So we're going to play, I think we're going to play Jammin' at the Borough. See how that goes. And then we might come back and play Dedication to the Variation. But, you know, you could hear Larry Douglas and his partner Jorge Panada tonight at the 57th Street Gallery in Oakland. If you're in Oakland, you definitely need to be there, because last week, oh, my gosh, the Brian Bowling quintet featuring his lovely wife, Zakia, doing poetry was, oh, my goodness, it was so lovely, and it was pouring rain. And today, unfortunately for California, it is not raining because, you know, we have a drought now. And when you go into restaurants, people ask you, do you want water, before they just serve it, because, you know, they don't want to have to pour it down the drain and want you to drink it. So they ask you, do you want water? So that's just one indicator of the drought. But the planet is really probably sort of kind of confused, because we didn't have a winter, and here it is almost spring. And California did not have enough rainfall last year, this year, the year before. So, anyway, we're going to play Jammin' at the Borough, and then we might, play Dedications, the variation, just because it's always nice when you hear a mix. But, Larry Douglas is going to be playing at the 57th Street Gallery, and you can get over there and check it out. It's a real wonderful house. Beautiful art all over the walls, real intimate. If you feel like dancing, there's space to do that. If you feel like just chilling, there's space to do that. If you feel like just being in your own space, just meditating on the music and the art and just chilling, there's space for that too. So it's only $15, so you can't beat the price. And it's been $15 since Floyd Pelham open up the wonderful space. He used to have food. I don't know why he doesn't have dinner anymore, because that was a really nice added advantage to, you know, attending concerts there, because you wouldn't have to worry about picking up something before you arrived. You could get all your nutritional and aesthetic needs met. But anyway, I don't know why he took it out. I have to ask why they don't have dinner anymore, but you can get juice and drinks and stuff like that. And I think they might actually have some little snacks. But you need to have food before you arrive. Otherwise, you will be a hungry person. But Larry Douglas certainly will fill your aesthetic soul tonight with this special collaboration with Jorge. They're going to be doing some Latin jazz. revisioning of some of the standard classics. And Muhammad Hanif is invited to participate on some of the selections. So that's an added treat as well. Muhammad Hanif from Hanif's Sound Voyagers had a stroke about 6 months ago, and he's doing so much better. And he's been sitting in with some of his comrades and colleagues. And so I think I'm going to head on over there tonight just to catch a second week, get another dose. You know how music just sort of feeds the soul. So here we are, again, Larry Douglas, jamming at the Borough. Jammin' at the Borough. the funky sound of Jammin' at the Borough reflects the idea of Douglas's hometown, Statesboro, Georgia. Reading from the liner notes, the beat helps Douglas realize his stated goal of reaching listeners of all ages. The tight-spirited performance of Corrigan, Masucci, and Joshua Workman, David Masucci, again on drums, David's on flute, and we've got Joshua Workman on guitar, and of course Larry Douglas is, what's Douglas playing? He's playing, he's playing the trumpet on the flugelhorn or the piano. on Jammin' at the Borough. So anyway, so we are out of time, and so what we're going to do is we're going to just sashay on out with Eshu Exit, Adimu Majun's Wolf Hawk Jaguar, and thanks so much for joining us on this special broadcast of Wanda's Picks. Tune in on Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for another edition, and we're going to be featuring panelists and also organizers for the program Is Orange the New Black? A conversation about California women's prisons. We're going to be having on the air Misty Rojo from Justice Now and California Coalition for Women Prisoners, and Samantha Rogers, also with California Coalition for Women Prisoners, talking about what's going on in California around incarcerating and locking up and throwing away the key with our many sisters and mothers and cousins and loved ones. Yeah, we should definitely be concerned. We should certainly be concerned and find out how we can get involved, and affect some of these policies, particularly the one around forced sterilization and some of the other things like locking up and throwing away the key for women who clearly were victims of domestic violence. And locking up children, girls, for first offenses, giving them 25 years to life. I meet many of these young women when I go visit Chowchilla in the one of the visiting teams, the sister-to-sister visiting team. And many of these young women are so, feel hopeless. And there have been, suicides. Suicides are pretty high when we look at the juvenile population that are incarcerated because, if you're 16, 17 years old and you have a sentence of 25 years to life, what does that look like? Can you even imagine that? No, you can't. And so rather than try to face that, many young people tried it their lives, and a lot of them are successful. So certainly put in your date book and plans to check out Is Orange the New Black? A conversation about California women's prisons with Piper Kerman, who's an author and activist, Misty Rojo from Justice Now and CCWP, Teresa Martinez from Justice Now, Samantha Rogers from CCWP, Jeanette Johnson, Transgender, Gender Variant, Intersex Justice Project. And it's going to be moderated by Chanel Matthews, ACLU of Northern California. And again, all that's happening on Sunday, February 23rd, next Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Humanist Hall, which is sort of central Oakland, 390 27th Street in Oakland between Telegraph and Broadway. And donations requested are $20 to $100, but no one is going to be turned away for lack of funds. And if you need child care, you should email Piper Event CA for California 2014, Piper Event CA 2014 at gmail.com, or call 415-255-7036, extension 4, to confirm a space. All righty. So, again, Isu Exit. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Agolona, Agolona, Madejo. Iba. Jaguar knows no fear, so blind. Nothing but the pursuit, nothing but the grind.